Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, March 10th. Coming up, we'll learn how Trump's funding cuts are hitting early career researchers. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. There's a full slate of candidates running for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board. Seven are hoping to be elected to a full four-year term in the election on April 1st. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, their priorities range from bilingual education to healing the divided board.
At a League of Women Voters meet and greet on Sunday, Alberto Molina said his top issue was bilingual education.
Starting bilingual education across all schools in kindergarten and have that done with consistency.
Molina, who founded a bilingual school in Nicaragua, plans to be a full-time board member if elected in Champaign. Ronald Baker is an advanced practice nurse and husband of board member Janina Baker, who's leaving the board. Baker wants to improve math and reading literacy for Black students.
It's because that's the majority demographic of whom our public school serves.
Carl Geisler works in business development. He says Champaign Unit 4 Schools needs to do something besides temporary classrooms for middle schools with space problems.
Great place to keep your meat cold in the winter, and then you can probably smoke it in the summer. And this is supposed to be a learning environment.
Like Geisler, Grace Kang mentioned teacher and support staff contract negotiations are coming up. Kang is an education professor at Illinois State University.
We can ensure that they stay at Unit 4 for their career, make it a place that they want to be.
Charles Jarrell Young is a foster care supervisor. His top priority is helping the currently divided board get along.
A conversation can't even be had right now. That's where I would come in as a social worker.
Three school board members have resigned in the last year over unproductive dynamics in the group. Christy Arnold and Tony Bruno are also running, but they declined to interview at the event. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
The annual Danville's Got Talent show took place at the Fisher Theater on Friday night. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink was there and has the story.
Vivian Smith is just 9 years old, but her rendition of the song Dead Mom from the Broadway musical Beetlejuice took first place and the $1,000 cash prize in the 17 and under division. The first place winner in the adult division was local rapper and songwriter William Phillips, also known as Wizzo. He performed his original song Murderer of Your Own Kind, a painfully moving piece about violence within Black communities. The talent show is part of First Friday's Danville, a family-oriented community event series. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
Groups that provide financial support for people seeking abortion care say a, quote, funding crisis is unfolding across the Midwest. Mawa Iqbal reports.
One of those groups is the Chicago Abortion Fund. They estimate that in the 6 months after Iowa passed a six-week abortion ban last summer, nearly 150 Iowans came to Illinois for care. Megan Jaffo heads the Chicago Abortion Fund, and she says funds in Illinois need money as nearby states restrict abortion access.
We need to continue to call attention to and increase investment in abortion funds by philanthropy is like one of the most urgent asks of the sector.
JFO's group is working with the Iowa Abortion Access Fund to meet this influx of patients. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Fighting Illini baseball team lost 2 out of 3 games over the weekend to Michigan. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
The Illini scored 4 runs in the 8th inning of Sunday's game to break a tie and win the final game of the series. They played the Wolverines in Vero Beach, Florida. Illinois shortstop Jack Zabag was the player of the weekend. The junior had 2 home runs and 5 hits. The team now has an overall record of 7-6 and are 1-2 in Big Ten Conference action. The Illini will host Western Illinois at Illinois Field tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn how Trump's funding cuts are hitting early career researchers. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 69 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 45 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 67 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 39 degrees. Northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 72 degrees and an east wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, hundreds of people have been laid off from the federal agency responsible for weather forecasts and storm warnings. We'll talk about how that could affect us in Illinois. Plus, farmers and manufacturers are among the many people bracing for the effects of President Trump's tariffs. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's hard enough being a PhD student in normal times. There's the long hours, skimpy paychecks, and constant pressure to publish. But now, young researchers are up against what feels like an insurmountable roadblock, the uncertainty and instability of federal research funding under President Trump. Lisa Corian-Phillip reports.
Brittany Smart is sitting in a sun-filled classroom getting ready for a nearly four-hour lecture on maternal health. She's in her first year as a PhD student at University of Illinois Chicago School of Public Health.
My entry into this work was really about, like, why do we see the inequities that we do for Black birthing people specifically, like being three times more likely to die? Like, no one should have to, like, think about, am I going to die having a baby in this country?
When I ask Smart how the past few weeks have been since Trump took office, she says tough twice. The president has upended federal research funding and is specifically targeting research related to equity. That has felt like an attack on what Smart hopes will be her life's work, trying to keep Black women safe during childbirth.
Public health is under attack. Like maternal and child health is under attack, and it feels like particularly insidious how the infrastructure we've developed is being like stripped for parts.
The chaos of the Trump administration is hitting researchers like Smart, who are just starting their careers, especially hard. They're unsure of whether or not federal grants will exist to support their work. Smart relies on a National Science Foundation fellowship to fund her PhD. And the agency has started flagging keywords as simple as diversity and women.
I'm interested specifically in racism and the impact of racism on Black birthing people. And racism is one of the words, right, that we're not supposed to be using anymore. Like, I don't know if that's funding that I have anymore, right? So that's like, it's like the lack of knowing, I think, is also particularly distressing.
And it's hard to plan for. Some universities have paused graduate school admissions because they don't know if they'll have funding to take on new students. Or they've taken down job postings for early career researchers because ditto on the funding. Maggie Butler is a postdoc at UIC School of Public Health.
I'm looking for the next thing, and I've seen positions that were available the week before, and then you go back to like open the application and the position's gone. It's just a 404 page.
Butler and her colleagues worry about their own careers, but they're even more concerned about the communities they serve. Minji King Ha is in her fifth and hopefully final year as a PhD student. Her research centers on making sure marginalized women have access and a say in their health care.
We have such a long, really sordid history when it comes to reproductive health, especially for these minority populations, forced sterilizations, forced births. The whole range of awful coercive practices translate today because, yeah, maybe we're not forcing sterilization among populations, but we are coercing them to take, you know, use an IUD.
Kangha says addressing this mistreatment requires research.
We are trying to find the gaps in order to help people reach this equitable level of health, you know? And so it's hard with an administration that is so focused on removing that. It takes away a lot of our ability to do what we need to do in order to help communities. And so that feels just as overwhelming and defeating.
Kangha is committed to a career in research, but she wouldn't be surprised if others opt out entirely.
I would hope that it empowers people more to work harder and fight harder. But I don't blame people if they feel defeated and don't want to get into this field. What is propelling people to want to do this work if they're going to be stopped at every corner?
Kingha worries the country could lose out on a generation of researchers as a result. Lisa Corian-Phillip.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Sam Rink, Mawa Iqbal, Colin Hyslop, and Lisa Corian-Phillip. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.